tequila. Baby, I still see us. Wrote a t-shirt, same one you wore.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones Show.
The Big 98.
Nashville's number one for new country. 97.9.
WFIX
FM Nashville.
Big 98.
Let's go big, y'all.
615,
baby.
It don't get much bigger.
Come on.
Than the Big 98.
An iHeart Country station.
Guaranteed human.
Portions of the following program were pre-recorded.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Thursday's show, Morning Studio.
Morning.
Coming up, we'll talk to Drew, one of the Property Brothers. So that'll be fun. In a second, we'll talk about you can still go to carnivals and win animals, which is crazy to me. So we'll talk about that in like 3 minutes or so. But we got a big Thursday show. So happy you're here. Let's get started now.
Bobby Bones.
And now let's play Parmalee. Here is Cowgirl.
She wanna take me around the town, hit the dive bars. Two-stepping on my Jordans on the dance floor. Shot of tequila, two margaritas, and talking with that southern drawl. Used to the bass, and now I'm wanting a guitar. Driving the range, but now I wanna get yard. She's sipping Bud Light, singing the last night. Damn, I might have fell in love. I'm Tennessee tripping, yeah, she got my head spinning like a rodeo. Friends up and say, I fell in love with a cowgirl. I'm following the curves like a back road. The way she fitted into Levi's. Like a man never wanna go home. I only came for a minute, now she made me wanna live it. Yeah, southern charm ain't no joke. Thank God for the cowgirl. I fell in love with a cowgirl. And I ain't coming home. Started out, it's just a little bit. Now she riding shotgun in my Chevy truck. America's fear to smoking tail lights. I guess that I'm in it for more than just one night. Yeah, I'm Tennessee tripping. Yeah, she got my head spinning like a rodeo. And yeah, that's the kind of woman make you call your friends up and say, I fell in love with a cowgirl. I'm following the curves like a back road. The way she fitted in them Levi's. Make a man never see my 24 karat Palomino. No, I ain't gonna let her go. I fell in love with a cowgirl. Ooh, I'm Tennessee tripping. Yeah, she got my head spinning like a rodeo. And ooh, yeah, that's the type of woman make you call your friends up and say, I fell in love with a cowgirl. I'm following the curves like a back road. The way she fitted in the Levi's. Make a man never.
They still give away goldfishes at carnivals?
Yeah, isn't that so dumb? They're still doing that.
Why is it dumb?
I had a friend that went to the fair with his kids. They brought home a bunch of goldfish.
Why is it dumb? What's wrong with this?
They give away living things at carnivals?
And they just die, Amy.
It's like rabbits.
So you can keep a goldfish alive?
No, but no kid does.
Ah, it's true. Well, if you get a goldfish at a carnival or any living thing at a carnival, I bet it was a very spur of the moment. Therefore, responsibility wasn't taught and led up to.
I'm even surprised how the carnival people keep the goldfish alive. Mm. You know, because they have so many of them. And then this game is probably the easiest carnival game out there. They have hundreds of fish bowls and a ping pong ball. It's going to land in one.
You think they have goldfish stops in every city?
Mm, good question.
Because as the carnival moves around, you think they go to a different place and just buy, like Eddie buys us tomatoes for a salsa?
Yeah.
Like he goes and they just, one guy goes in and wipes out all the goldfish.
His job is to go buy the goldfish in that town.
They gave away bunnies at games, carnivals, when I was a kid. They still do that?
I don't know.
I haven't seen that one.
How would you feel about that?
Fine.
So you're okay with fish?
You can turn down the prize if you don't want
it. But you wouldn't
play
the game.
Exactly.
That game is to win a goldfish.
Well, then don't play the game. Like, I'm fine with it. If you're going to get it, then you must want a bunny. Hopefully you can care for it. I don't want you to, like, go home and...
Does anybody that gets a bunny ever care for it?
Yes.
No. And the goldfish, too. Amy, you're not going to the fair thinking that you're going to win a goldfish.
Yeah, but think if you're a kid, it's really cool. I mean, my kids had fish for a little bit, and it was fun.
With a tank prepared.
Yeah, but a goldfish
food.
Just needs a bowl.
Yeah, they're real small.
Justice for goldfish. They really get the S end of the stick. People just get them at fairs and let them die.
Yeah. If I think of how many... hamsters.
Oh, no. Amy's going to talk about dead animals now. Oh. Go ahead.
I had over the, like, the house I grew up in, there are so many animals buried at that place. Like,
it sounds like you're a psychotic kid more than an irresponsible child.
Who has a responsible death of a hamster?
No, man. I have a hamster story, and it was so sad.
Yes. I have a hamster story.
They're all sad.
Yeah.
They're all sad.
Like, okay, around the room, hamster stories, Amy.
Well, I used to love to set up little mazes for them. Like, I'd put books up and create their own little, like, they would get in there and kind of play around. Well, sometimes I'd forget they were in there, and at some point they'd knock over a book, and then they would just get out. And then one time we found one later dead in a cabinet. Snowflake. Wait. There was Snowflake and Cornflake. What? Snowflake was right. Cornflake was brown.
Why in the cabinet?
It got out, and it just was wandering around, dang. And then it got stuck.
Lost in the desert.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
But if I hadn't let it wander in its maze for too long, and then it didn't knock down the book. Yeah.
Sorry about that. Mm-hmm. Eddie?
Yeah, mine was my family had a hamster named Chepo, and they went out of town for a week. And I believe it was like 5 days into their trip. They're like, so how's Chepo doing? I'm like, oh, I'm supposed to be feeding this thing. And I went into the room to check on Chepo, and Chepo was dead under the empty water bottle.
Oh no.
Like almost terrible. Like looking at the water thing, being like, more water.
Oh. You can see it.
Dude, I was so sad for so long.
I had three hairless rats that I bought, and they were completely hairless, and I thought they were so cool. And they all escaped, and two of them I saved. One of them died on the wall. Two of them I saved, and I gave to a listener, and she raised them. But one of them, I don't know how it got on the wall. It died in the wall in the apartment I lived in.
Mm.
Not quite a hamster, but...
What a rat. I have the time where I put Christmas lights on my bird's cage, and then...
I got electrocuted.
Well, oh, no, but
Amy's gets worse and worse.
Oh, no.
Oh, we can't do dogs.
Cat... was playing with the Christmas lights, and it gave the bird a heart attack, and it died.
Oh, so, man. All right. Get your Bobby Bones on. Come on.
That's why I'm thinking of you, I guess. What part of over don't I understand? Cause damn, I miss the taste of your cigarette. Yeah, your memory pulls me right back in. It's like I forget I can't love you anymore.
Just when I think you let me let you go, there's a picture of us covered in dust on the dash. So you lit it up just to see the smoke. Roll me plus you with a dare on the back. Look at that all. Your memory pulls me right back in. It's like I forget I can't love you anymore. Can't keep chasing you around, round the back of my mind. I can't need you anymore. Can't keep sharing this bed.
Bones Show.
If we could eliminate one very small annoyance from our lives, anything, what would it be? We'll talk about that. We have the bonehead story coming up. We'll get into bad roommate stories that we've had. Also, Drew Scott, one of the property brothers. We'll talk to him. All coming up. So don't leave. But also, you can watch the show up on YouTube. Just go and find the at Bobby Bones Show channel and hit subscribe and get it all right there at Bobby Bones Show. Back in a second.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Bobby Bones.
Get into the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event and get away with a deal so right, it almost feels wrong. Right now, you can get great deals on our most popular models. The Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for details.
Hey, it's Amy, and finding value without compromise is easy when you shop at Dollar General. Save on the Procter & Gamble products that you use every day, like Dawn dish soap, Charmin bath tissue, Crest, Old Spice, and Gain. More great brands you love. We're super excited to partner with Dollar General and the Yellow Glasses campaign supporting the Dollar General Literacy Foundation. This is what community looks like. Procter & Gamble proudly supports the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and Yellow Glasses.
You know the rush when you reach that goal, when something you've worked for pays off. That's success. At University of Maryland Global Campus, we believe you should never stop chasing it. That's why we offer a skills-based education that helps move your career forward. Learn how to apply emerging technologies like AI and data science. Build your leadership and critical thinking skills. Apply by September 1st and save with no application fee. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Shell.
Ain't nobody's boots under my bed.
me to take the bull by the horns. Ain't nobody's tool up in my shed. Ain't nobody's boots under my bed. Ain't nobody's truck up in my drive for a late night call for a real good time. Up in my drive for a late night call for a real good time. Ain't nobody to roll with in the hay. Ain't nobody but the chickens are getting laid. 911, it's officially a cry for help.
From concert tickets and artist experiences to trips and free money.
Just click the contest tab on our free iHeartRadio app to win with 97.9 The Big 98.
I ain't heard from you in 3 long days. You won't hear from me for 5. Oh, you gave your number to an L.A. blonde. Well, I gave you quarterback mine. And you don't like my short black dress. Well, it's going out tonight. And if it hits the floor, it won't be yours this time. Is it bitter going out?
It's the anonymous inbox. anonymous inbox. If there's a question to be had, send it into the mailbag.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I have one very important question for the show. If you could permanently delete one minor inconvenience from your life, what would it be? Not talking about anything major. You got to work, you got to pay bills, you got to deal with your family. But little things that annoy you way more than they should. For me, it would be having to remember passwords. So I want to know, what tiny inconvenience would you eliminate forever? Amy?
I want air dryable hair. I want to get out of the shower and be a girl that just air dries her hair.
Do some girls do that?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, okay, okay.
Some girls are like, oh, I just went to bed with my hair wet. And then it's like totally fine. No, if I were to do that, I mean, I'll do that for y'all one day just so y'all could see. But my hair is
we're
so
not that curious.
Curly and messy.
I mean, don't do it for us.
Well, I know, but that's blow drying my hair and having to style my hair. That's a tiny inconvenience I would love to get rid of and be one of those just effortless. I just got out of the pool.
I think mine is slow Wi-Fi or Wi-Fi going down or not having the ability to have Wi-Fi. I just want to permanently be connected. Sometimes ours just craps out in the middle of the day.
Yeah,
and then
that
I got to go reset it.
Yeah.
And then unplug it. And then I unplug everything just in case. I unplug everything in the house just so I get it.
For 10 seconds.
No Wi-Fi problems, nothing. So I want Wi-Fi all the time. Eddie?
I want somebody to return my calls for me and text people. Just be like, hey, tell mom, because I think about people all the time, but I'm like, to sit down, text him or call him, I don't really want to do all that. So I'll be like, hey, will you text Curtis real quick and just ask him how he's doing, thinking about you?
So you want an assistant.
That'd be great.
Why don't you just text Curtis, though? It takes 15 seconds.
Yeah, because like, then he responds, and next thing you know, we're 30 minutes texting back and forth.
I get that part.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There probably is some sort of a AI person that will text people for him.
So sometimes, I never admitted this before, when people text me, I just hit the AI option. That gives you the response.
Have you ever done that to me?
On your phone, it does that?
Mm-hmm. Like if you text me and you go, hey, what's up? How's your day going? It'll give you like three options. Going pretty good. How about you? Doing good. And you just hit one.
Wait, I've seen that on email, but not phone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's on the phone?
Huh?
That's Why don't I have that option?
No. I mean, I don't think you've noticed it.
No, I don't have it.
I do that sometimes. Because even... sometimes I am known as not being
the warmest.
Yeah, I think that's it. Thank you. And so sometimes I see a warm response to something because it's not that I don't feel it. I don't communicate it well. And I'm like, oh, I bet that's a way warmer response with punctuation and no typo. And I just hit it.
That's how we know it's you, if there's a typo in it.
I know. That is okay, Eddie, I like it. Lunchbox?
Easy. Taking a shower. Like, I mean, it just is so inconvenient. It's just...
I love a shower.
It takes time up in your day. Like, you get home from a soccer game, and it's like, oh, do I take a shower? Or do I go straight to bed? You know what I mean? Like, if you go take a shower, then you sweat in the bed because you take a hot shower. So it'd just be cool if you didn't have to take a shower. It'd just be awesome. If that's... I mean, it was just automatically wherever you were, like, you were just clean no matter what.
I don't hate your pick. It's just weird that you would go to bed without showering.
But the problem is, if I shower right before bed, I sweat.
Why don't you take a cooler shower?
Wait, what?
And you sweat every time you sleep?
No. Like, sometimes, like, if I take a shower right before bed, I tend to sweat at night.
Huh.
And I think it's because you're hot from the shower, and then you get under the blanket, and then you sweat. Because all that heat is trapped in there.
I don't know about
take
that.
Take a cooler shower. It doesn't have to be piping hot.
I think that's the answer.
And then...
he's like, I can't do that.
Okay, that's gross to go to bed after a soccer game, sweaty and stinky. And your wife doesn't care?
No. What does she matter? What does it matter to her? I don't smell.
Yeah, right. You do smell. If you've just played a full soccer game and you didn't shower, you smell.
You smell.
And a lot of times when I get home from a soccer game, she's asleep.
Okay. But that's his. That's his answer. We have to respect it.
You know what else would be cool? An instant haircut.
Yeah, that'd be good. And no red lights.
Oh.
Like no traffic, no red light to be. That was close.
Through.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, thank you for the email. Close it up.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Doing anything. felt so far from home. I can hear the lonely howling out my window. The morning light can't come too soon. Lying here not next to you. Wide awake, I dream of you. Sleepless in a hotel room. Bedroom ceiling, lying right beside a glass of wine. I wonder if you're tossing, turning, wishing you were kissing me, staring at our bedroom ceiling.
Tell you happy birthday on your birthday. Do you need that text?
Of course it feels good. I don't need it. And I'm not going to think any less of you if you happen to forget it. But it does feel good. Because I know that over the years, I need grace. I have forgotten.
So you don't hold it against people?
No.
I got one guy who does.
Okay.
And he talks about it. It's like, I know it's like something I would do in a spreadsheet. But we'll do that. And then also we'll talk about me and my wife and how I keep things in calendars, and sometimes she would think that wasn't personal, but we'll get into that coming up next.
Yeah.
You can spend one night at a concert or spend an unforgettable week surrounded by country music. See Riley Green, Chris Young, Lauren Elena, Randy Houser. Reserve your stateroom today with us on the Top Shelf Country Cruise. TopShelfCountryCruise.com. Top Shelf Country Cruise. The bar is set.
The Big.
Let me take you back in time, just climbing my DeLorean. Nashville 99, we stood in line and started pouring in. That concert in the dark off Rosa Parks, that auditorium was church for me, yeah, I believe. The first time I was born again was killing in the name. Bulls on parade, GA packed in the pit. Me and all those people called nothing but trouble kids. If there was ever a fire in me, yeah, that's the night I got it lit. I knew who I was born to be when he said, everybody get your hands up. Everybody put your hands up. If you ain't perfect but you try, put a well to the sky. Touching heaven kinda high. Ain't that where we wanna go when we die? Put your hands up. Everybody put your hands up. Let's take
take it down there south of town. I'm 22, up to no good. Dressed in black, I broke the glass to take back the bag of grass they took. That story ends against the fence right in that dead-end neighborhood. Cops told me what I told them when he said, boy, you better put your hands up. Everybody put your hands up. If you ain't perfect but you try, put a way up to the sky. Touching heaven kinda high. Ain't that where we wanna go when we die? Oh, 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 oh. Just put your hands up. Everybody put your hands up. My last stop's that little cross I came across some years ago. Coming down and hiding out back there on that old sinner's row. The devil on my shoulder finally found me somewhere else to go. I never did believe in ghosts till the Holy One told me to throw my hands up. Oh Lord, I threw my hands up. Put your hands up. Everybody put your hands up. If you ain't perfect but you try, put a way up to the sky. Touching heaven kinda high. Ain't that where we wanna go when we die? Oh, 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 oh. Just put your hands up. Everybody put your hands up.
The Bobby Bone Show.
They're great, just a bunch of my friends.
The Big 98.
Bobby Bone.
Yeah.
There's a guy who keeps track of people who reach out to him and tell him happy birthday with a spreadsheet. And I love this guy.
Oh my goodness.
He keeps track. Here he is explaining it to his friends at a restaurant.
So every year, whoever tells me happy birthday, I'll make sure. So we have it categorized by name,
FaceTime,
Instagram DM, Instagram story. And literally this year, I forget how many we have, but like everybody falls in line.
So if they're not on that list, then you don't tell them happy birthday. Yeah. But also, mind you,
pour into others what they pour into you. Is that weird?
Yes.
But also, and I remember my wife and I first... I won't say started dating, but we first were getting serious. Whenever we would do something, I would put it in the calendar. And to her, that meant it was very, I would even say clinical or even professional, because I put everything in my calendar. I'd be like, Bobby and Caitlin, 5 p.m. to 7:30. And she would think, well, you're putting me in your calendar.
The end time is a little weird. If you were to just put Bobby and Caitlin with the fact that you're like,
no, but it would be like if we were going to do something that night. And then she just later learned that's how I accounted for my time. And like, that's how I prioritized to make sure that things that were valuable to me got done. And if we had decided we were going to do something that night, I put it in the calendar for 2.5 hours, 3 hours. And I think it did not feel personal to her for a while, but now we have been married for 5 years. She gets it. If I put it into the calendar, it means something to me. So I feel like it means something to this guy. Don't hate on this guy. He's living his life. He's keeping track of stuff.
Bones.
And now, Bailey Zimmerman, Chevy Silverado.
Why? Chevy Silverado. Did I borrow money that I borrowed? And I can still remember. Kissing my lips and backing me up against the fender. Yeah, we got lost in that backseat. For this thing ran on memories. Couple dreams and some heartbreaking miles ago. This one. Chevy Silverado. The only ride for this heartbroken desperado. The Bobby Bones Show.
Come on.
Travel on, there's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar. Come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
Town stepped up in a huge way to give an 11-year-old boy the birthday surprise of a lifetime. It is amazing. Amy has it next. And tell me something good.
Bobby Bones.
Audible has a massive collection of audiobooks and ad-free podcasts. They have A-list narrators, music scores, and sound design that bring each story to life. There are tons of exclusive titles from authors that you love and reimagined classics that are only on Audible. So go ahead and replace doom scrolling with listening. You might just discover something unexpected. Audible, stories that speak to you. New members can start listening with a 30-day free trial at audible.com/BobbyBones.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You need someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now you can meet them fast on ZipRecruiter.
Build your team, build it sooner. Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Took you so long to tell me goodbye. Why did you hold on like you'd always be mine?
took you so long to tell me goodbye. There's a real short line from the back of your mind to the tip of your tongue. Was it all too hard just to fold your cards and let us be done? Were you thinking it's stalling, but solving a blow? I think I deserve to know what took you so long to tell me goodbye. Why did you hold on like you'd always be mine? Took you so long to tell me goodbye. But ooh, you always knew what you want when you wanted it. Ooh, so why'd you wait so long just to call it quits? Ooh, it's just so unlike you to drag this on. So what took you so long to tell me goodbye? Why did you hold on like you'd always be mine? If you knew it was wrong after all of this time, what took you so long? Tell me goodbye.
Bobby Bones Show
gets me through my morning commute.
The Big 98,
Nashville's number one for new country.
Chris Stapleton revealed his approach to choosing singles.
I do like to be, for lack of a better word, disruptive, you know, like, and do things that are maybe a little harder to sell or maybe different enough.
Yeah, why would you do that? Do you ever pick one that you think will be, yeah, this one sounds like a traditional radio single? Because you do constantly put out songs that go number one that don't sound like other songs that have gone number one.
Well, I think that's the only thing that you can have to differentiate yourself from something that sounds like everything else.
Yeah, the Bobby Bones Show.
I hope she makes you smile the way you made me smile on the other end of a phone in the middle of a highway driving alone. Oh baby, that makes you sing along and get you thinking about her. Then the last several miles turn into a blur, yeah. I hope you both feel the sparks by the end of the drive. I hope you know she's the one by the end of the night. I hope you never ever felt more free. Tell your friends that you're so happy. I hope she comes alive and hurts every one of your plans. I hope you spend your last time to put a rock on her hand. I hope she's wilder than your wildest dreams. She's ever up in at 2 a.m. pick from a friend, hanging on to a guy. You just ain't him. I hope you stay up all night, all alone, waiting by the phone. And then she calls, and baby, I hope you work it out. Forgive and just about forget and take her on a first date again. And when you're leaning in for a kiss, I'm about you right now. I hope you both feel the sparks by the end of the drive. I hope you know she's the one by the end of the night. I hope you never ever felt more free till your friends and you're so happy. I hope she comes along and rips every one of your plans. I hope you spend your last time to put a rock on her hand. I hope she's louder than your wildest dreams. She's everything you're ever gonna need.
Or elevate your mood through the morning.
Want to have a good morning.
Big 98.
Nashville's number one for new country.
You're listening to Bobby Bone.
She was 69, still smoking. Serving hurricanes since the schooner's wharf opened. When she poured me one, that's the secret. She said, don't ever let grass grow up underneath you. Carry on, karaoke, it don't matter if you can't. Carry a tune in a bucket anyways. Carry on, who cares what the naysayers say. If it's Saturday night, get carried away. Carry on, carry on. Can't carry nothing with you and it won't. Dick's carrying you home. Till then you gotta carry on. Well, it turns out she kissed Elvis. A story she told would make Penny Lane jealous. And she said, hon, my shift's ending. Beside a peace sign at the bottom of my ticket. Carry on, karaoke, it don't matter if you can't. Carry a tune in a bucket anyways. Carry on. What the naysayers say. If it's Saturday night, get carried away. Carry on, carry on. Can't carry nothing with you and it won't be long till it's six carrying you home. Till then you gotta carry on. If it feels good, do it. If it doesn't, then don't. Carry on, carry on. Yeah, man, you gotta carry on. Carry on, karaoke, it don't matter if you can't. Carry a tune in a bucket anyways. Carry on, who cares what the naysayers say. If it's Saturday night, get carried away. Carry on, carry on. If it feels good, do it. If it doesn't, then don't.
The good news
with Amy.
Tell me something good.
So an Alabama community really came together to make an 11-year-old boy's birthday really, really special. So the mom, Leah, she posted on social media saying, hey, my son Soren, he loves trick-or-treating. Only problem is it's not Halloween yet, but that's what he wanted to do to celebrate his birthday. So people in their community decorated their houses for Halloween early, and he got to go around for his birthday and trick or treat.
This wasn't make a wish or anything.
No, 83 families participated.
That's crazy. And this isn't make a wish, and like everything's good.
No, he's an 11-year-old boy with autism that was having a
birthday.
Got
it. Okay, that's okay.
I got it.
But it's not a make a wish.
No, but okay. Did you say that he had autism at the beginning?
No.
Okay, because for an 11-year-old that just lives three houses down, I ain't jumping in.
But decorating your house?
Yeah, but if somebody that's with special needs, absolutely. Yeah. I completely get it. I think that's a big part of the story.
Yeah, and I just added it.
Thank you.
Everybody else feel like, wow, that town went to extreme?
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Well, yes.
I was thinking, like, would I do that? I'm like, I don't think I'd participate.
Now, yeah. Once she added it in.
I'm in.
For sure, I'm in too. Yes.
Guess what he dressed up as? Mm. A banana.
Nice. Like okay, it. There you go. That is a great story. Now that you added that in, that is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good. Coming up on the Bobby Bones Show.
If you watch the Property Brothers, this is cool because we got Drew Scott coming up, one of the Property Brothers. So I like the guy a lot. He's coming up on the show next.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Well, look who it is. Last call I thought I'd get. How's your mama? How you been? Girl, it's been too long. Saw your sister at the Circle K. Her baby number two is on the way. Hadn't seen her since her wedding day with you on my arm. It's good to hear from you again.